Liberal Democrats are very worried about sewage pollution in rivers across our country. And here we've got the River Mole, which is the third worst polluted river in our country. And we were taking readings and talking to local environmental campaigners about how bad it is. And children come and bathe here in the summer. And the damage to local nature biodiversity has been huge. And in Parliament, Conservative MPs are voting to allow water companies to pump their filthy sewage into our rivers. And Liberal Democrats are saying, no, that cannot happen any longer. We've got to take sewage pollution far more seriously.
Now, you've led the campaign on this. It sounds like a silly question. Why is this happening? Why is it being allowed to happen?
Well, really good question. I think the government have underfunded the Environment Agency. They've been far too weak on our water companies. The regulator, Ofwat's been far too weak. And the water companies have been allowed to be judge and jury themselves whether they're doing a good job, whether they're not doing a good job. That's what Liberal Democrats are saying. And we've got a whole range of policies that are very constructive, that are costed, that could turn this around. But you need the political will. And this government clearly doesn't have that.
Does it go directly to money?
Money is important, but you need to identify the problem and deal with it at source. And that's what we're saying. So if you do the right testing, make the right investment decisions, you can do a lot of the damage, turn that around much more quickly than the government are saying. The government are trying to scare people by saying how expensive it would be, when you actually listen to some of the people say, no, you can do cost-effective solutions to tackle the pollution, to clean up our rivers and stop this sewage dumping.
So this leads us back to the thing with Thames Water that's happening at Teddington. They want to water and waste recycle, which is what they're saying is going to solve the problem. Well, not solve it, but go a long way towards helping prevent sewage from going into the water. So that is one option, but it's not a popular option. So the options that are coming forward actually aren't popular with residents.
Well, my Liberal Democrat colleagues Muneera Wilson and Sarah Olney, whose constituents are directly affected, have been leading the campaign against this. And actually, the water companies are saying it's more to do with the supply of water during droughts. And they're talking about this replacing the need for a reservoir. And I think people are just astounded that the water company could think that treated sewage water is a good replacement for proper planning of reservoirs.
What's the way forward?
We haven't got long to go. And what Liberal Democrats are going to do in seat after seat across what we call the blue wall, where the Liberal Democrats are the opposition to the Conservatives, in places like Surrey, in places like South West London, in places like Hertfordshire, it's Liberal Democrats who are the ones to vote for if you want to get rid of the Conservatives, who are the culprits, who are to blame for this appalling environmental damage.